Prior to the Civil Rights Movement and the passage of the Civil Rights Act, there were many places around the U.S. that were extremely dangerous for African Americans. To help travelers of color make safe choices, there was the annually published Negro Motorist Green Book. It let African Americans on the road know which restaurants they could eat in and which hotels they would be permitted to stay in. In the spirit of that book, but with a very modern twist, comes the Post-Racial Negro Green Book, written by Jan Miles. And she's with me to talk more about it. Jan, help us put this into perspective. What was the purpose behind the original Green Books, and how did that work?
The original books were called the Negro Motorist Green Book, later changed to the Negro Traveler's Green Book. And they were a compilation of places that would serve Black people during the Jim Crow era when they were traveling. So if you were away from home, of course, everyone's not going to serve a Black person during segregation. So you had to know this kind of information. Gas stations you could go to, restaurants, et cetera, hotels.
So there is a vast difference, though it shares obviously some origins. There's a vast difference between what you're doing with your book as opposed to those original Green Books. Do you think there would be a need for the Green Books as they were pre-1965 or 1966? Are we getting back to that time, or is what you have done, I hesitate to say an evolution, because if it's still needed, that's certainly not an evolution. But how do you look at the comparison there?
No, it's definitely not something that you would need today, the original form of this book. What I've done is I've tried to create a snapshot of contemporary racism. And you could look at the old Green Books as doing just that as well, in addition to providing the service that they did. Today, they are a reflection of that era. And so what I've done is created a reflection of the racial zeitgeist today in book form.
Jan, how long have you been working on this? Because again, for African Americans, I know that there is a different relationship with law enforcement, for example, than there is with someone, you know, an average white person. But we've seen so much more publicly that we've all been exposed to over the last number of years. Had you been working on this for a long time, and then you're seeing, my gosh, there's even a greater need for this than I thought?
That's exactly how this came about. I was actually compiling all of the kinds of incidents that you're talking about, as well as lots of data, research reports, all kinds of information about racism and racial bias. And I actually had a couple of books on hand. One was 100 Years of Lynching, and the other was a reproduction copy of the Green Book. And I realized there's so much of this information coming at me now, and it's coming so fast that I feel like this needs to be preserved in a more permanent medium. I was doing it on a little website that I had, but I felt like I needed a more permanent medium and something that I could disperse widely and that was really accessible to everyone.
Even in your position as a journalist, how alarming was it to find out this information? You covered all 50 states, right?
There were some real surprises. I have traveled a lot, but maybe not as much as I should. There were states like Ohio and Missouri that I wasn't that well versed on, and I learned now that there's a lot of residual racism in those places. And then there were, of course, places like Texas or Florida that were, as I expected, really dense with racial incidents.
So what would you say to some people who would be, even the fact that the term post-racial is in the title of your book, does that indicate that a lot of us have been naive about where we're at in terms of these things?
Absolutely. The term post-racial is completely tongue-in-cheek. And it's the combination of using the term post-racial with the format and aesthetic of the old Green Book is completely meant to be commentary.
Let me ask you then about one of the phrases I used, which was mass incarceration. That takes us into a bigger picture. How did you decide to frame that? Were there some states that you saw in some communities that were much, much harsher?
Well, yes. And here's what I did. I compiled all of the reported racial incidents for each state, and then for each state I also include a set of data that gives you a fuller picture of the state, and that data includes the racial demographics for the state, and it includes the incarceration rate for the state and unemployment rate and poverty rate and things like that. So you get a really full picture of exactly what's going on there in that state. So yes, some places were worse than others, but I made a point of not providing conclusions or telling people what to think. My point with this book was to provide you with lots and lots of data and anecdotal evidence for you to draw your own conclusion. Does racism still exist? Read this book and you decide for yourself.
In an ideal world, if there is such a thing, what would you like people to take away from this book?
I really wanted to capture and preserve contemporary history for us. A lot of what's in this book is, to me, as important as things that were happening during the civil rights era. So part of this book, to me, is a memorial. There are people who died as a result of incidents in this book, and those are people who, in many ways, galvanized contemporary movements around correcting racism in America today. So I wanted to memorialize that, and I wanted to capture history for us, and I hope that I've done that with this book.
This data is from 2013 to 2016, and based on what we've seen very publicly over the last year and a half or so, unfortunately, it seems like you could easily do an epilogue or more chapters.
Absolutely. I could. I am considering whether there will be a next edition. As you know, the Negro Motorist Green Book was published annually, so I've considered, will there be another edition? If I just did 2017 alone in a book, I don't think it would suffer for length at all, and that's very sad to say.
Jan Miles is author of The Post-Racial Negro Green Book.